Getting asked to donate to charity in the checkout line may not produce good feelings. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Na-Young Lee, assistant professor of marketing at the University of Dayton, examines why.
Do you want a roundup for charity? If hearing that question makes you feel anxious, you are not alone. Checkout charity brought in more than $600 billion for causes in the U.S. in 2020. Many donations are for just a few cents, but shoppers associate mostly negative feelings with these solicitations. In a series of studies, my colleagues Adam Hepworth, Alex Zabla, and I interviewed people about how they felt when they were asked to donate while ringing up their purchases at a variety of retailers. About 40% of the words they used to express their feelings were associated with anxiety, such as pressured, annoyed, and concerned about being judged. Another 7% were also negative, such as guilty. Only 20% were positive, such as nice or compassionate. The rest of the words shoppers used were neutral. We also did online experiments asking people to imagine they were making a purchase at a drive-through window or grocery store. Those who imagined being asked to donate experienced more anxiety than those who only had to focus on their purchase. We found evidence that this anxiety can be relieved when customers agree to donate, but that's only true when the solicitation comes from a cashier as opposed to an automated self-service checkout machine. Retailers and restaurants may expect customers to see them in a more positive light because of their engagement in charitable activity, and there's been some evidence to that effect. But our study indicates that for many shoppers, the results could be the opposite. For that reason, retailers and restaurants may want to weigh the risk before initiating these campaigns.
That was Na-Young Lee of the University of Dayton. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.